This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. New York City doesn't exactly have a shortage of places to pick up a snack or a newspaper. It seems like there's at least one on almost every block, and a lot of them are open 24 hours a day. So it may come as a surprise that 7-Eleven is trying to re-enter the Manhattan market after leaving the island a generation ago. The convenience store chain, known for its Slurpees, is in the midst of an effort to add hundreds of new locations in the Big Apple. Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff reports.
The last time 7-Eleven tried to put a stake down in Manhattan, it didn't go so well, says Ken Barnes, the company's regional development director.
You know, the industry was different then. It was more about cigarettes and beer.
Lots of places sold those, and 7-Eleven couldn't compete. It closed its few Manhattan stores in the early 80s. But now, 7-Eleven wants to grow, and fast. And Barnes says New York is the company's number one priority.
Where are we not where we could be the fastest and have the most number of stores?
Within 5 years, 7-Eleven could be nearly as ubiquitous in Manhattan as Starbucks. The company plans to open at least 30 new stores a year, like this one on the Upper West Side. So how does it feel to actually see your store?
Oh, it's fantastic. This is literally my first time checking out the store.
Last month, construction crews put the finishing touches on Neil Gazzara's franchise. He quit a career in banking when he read that 7-Eleven had big plans for New York.
Just to be my own boss, finally, is really kind of exciting.
But today's 7-Elevens compete more on food than commodities like cigarettes. Some have fruit slices and kosher goods. There are also the usual chicken wings, burritos, and Slurpees that the company hopes will appeal to New Yorkers on the move. And there's another reason 7-Eleven can take Manhattan. Because of the downturn, Barnes says there are more open storefronts.
There are properties that are available that 5 years ago I wouldn't have been able to touch.
That's, of course, bad news for shop owners like Kyung Chan Yu.
I don't know. I don't know why they do that to me.
For years, he's had a corner deli with a salad bar in the Chelsea neighborhood. After 7-Eleven opened next door recently, his sales are down 25%.
Time to time, little by little, they taking my customer and, you know.
And 7-Eleven has another competitive advantage. It's exempt from Mayor Bloomberg's big soda ban. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.